at least 6 to 10 a day.
Corey Massaro knows. He's manager for Mavis Discount Tire in Sheridan, and they repair those tires and often realign the car's suspension. If it's an especially bad pothole, they're all over, city or suburbs. Massaro lives in Niagara Falls and says they're all over his city, and his shop sees a lot of tire repairs from city traffic. Buffalo Public Works Commissioner Stephen Stepniak says there are a lot of potholes out there. No matter how much time full-time engineering crews spend each day putting cold patch in, Stepniak says you can dodge a pothole anywhere in the city.
Cold patch that's been used to able to do these, the potholes are out there. The difficult task has been the strong freeze-thaw cycle that we've had. We're seeing areas that develop potholes that normally don't.
Stepniak says he hopes the asphalt plants open early because he and his equivalents across the area need that hot asphalt for more permanent road repairs. He says his crews work with new lists every day using complaint calls to the city's 311 service. Once the weather warms up, Buffalo plans to spend $7 million on repairs to city residential streets and another $6 million to main streets. The commissioner says he won't name the worst residential and main streets. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.